Welcome to Breast Cancer Update, an audio review journal for oncology nurses. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. While our series focuses on therapy of breast cancer, recently a fascinating study was published on a sharp decline in the incidence of breast cancer that not only has enormous clinical implications, but also biologic messages. The lead author on the study was Dr. Peter Ravden, who first presented these fascinating data at the December 2006 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium and subsequently published the study in the New England Journal of Medicine. I chatted with Dr. Ravden, a medical oncologist, not only about this study, but also other issues in management of breast cancer. To begin, Dr. Ravden dissected out how he and his colleagues tried to figure out why suddenly, in 2002, a rapid 7% drop occurred in breast cancer incidence, representing about 16,000 fewer women diagnosed in the United States alone.
What we did is we took a look at the characteristics of the women and their tumors to try to understand which women were not getting breast cancer. And what we found was that the decrease was really exclusively in women older than 50. So this actually points toward something that women older than 50 are doing or some change in their behavior. And the two obvious candidates would be a change in screening mammography, because, of course, this is the population for which screening is widely done in the United States. And the other possibility is a change in hormone replacement therapy use. So that those were two possibilities.
And what exactly did you find in terms of those two things, and what did you conclude?
Well, what we looked at is then we looked at some of the characteristics of the tumors to see if that might give us a clue. And what we found was is that the major decrease in incidence, breast cancer incidence, was due to a decrease in estrogen receptor positive breast cancers. Now, of course, this is the form of breast cancer that's hormone dependent. So that points more toward hormone replacement therapy than screening mammography. See, screening mammography in a population will influence both the rates of estrogen receptor positive and estrogen receptor negative breast cancer fairly equally. So that we think, looking at the characteristics of the cancers, that it's most consistent with the major role in this, you know, over 1 year change is something having to do with hormone replacement therapy, although we can't rule out contributions from other things.
So can you track out a little bit about what we know about hormone replacement therapy and what happened around that same time in terms of the drop in women who stopped using it?
Well, there was a very important trial that was started in the 1990s. It was actually one of several related trials as a part of what was called the Women's Health Initiative. Interestingly enough, hormone replacement therapy, many positive things were attributed to it, although it had never actually been formally tested in a randomized clinical trial.